Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Glad to be recognizing our Houston legend, Beth Wolf. She's a third generation Houstonian, mother of two, and an icon, according to the Houston Business Journal and those in her industry, which is real estate. So let's learn a little bit more about Beth Wolf. Congratulations on being named a Houston legend, which you truly are.
Thank you so much. It is truly an honor.
Well, you have had an extraordinary life. You've contributed in so many ways. Tell us a little bit about your journey as it relates to the success that you have today. What were some of the things that you did along the way to get you where you are today?
Interesting, because, you know, when I went into business in 1974, there was not a lot of opportunity for women. And I always say I was divorced before it was popular, but it was necessary.
Yes.
And I became the sole supporter of my children. So it was a different time. I know today that so many people don't appreciate it was only 1974 when women got equal credit.
Yes.
Now, I chose real estate for the time flexibility and the income potential, and it's been an amazing career.
Yes.
When I went to the University of Texas, most of the people went for an MRS.
Yes.
I got a BBA.
Yes.
But I did get married and have children and started to do what was expected of women at the time.
Yes.
So entering the business field at that point in time was challenging. And what I find is that we all face challenges. They may be different, but at each journey, each point in time, there's something that people have to contend with.
Yes.
So, as I once told my children, we often can't control the events that affect our life. That was one that was unexpected. Our power comes in the way we react to those events.
Yes.
And so I found along the way, you cannot go through entrepreneurship and being in business, especially as a woman through all these years, without facing challenges.
But you've been resilient. You have really built a business, as you said, that has been extraordinary when women were either career women or stayed at home, and you managed to do both.
It was really interesting. You know, then in the 70s, there was no child care. I had latchkey kids before the term was invented. So what I would say is, whatever you're faced with, just do your best. Become creative. Also, see the opportunity that's out there. Face the challenges with courage and find a solution. Of course, my motivation that couldn't have been any better was to take care of my children. What I found along the way, and many times I felt bad because we were in a neighborhood where the moms were at home, I was at work. But what you find as you go along is that sometimes what you think was not so good turns out to have truly been a benefit. I always wanted to be in business, so in some ways I've achieved my dream. Yes. I know when I went to UT, Kay Bailey Hutchison was in my honorary service organization, and she had sort of lived my dream life. And so I was very pleased when I had the opportunity to go when she was installed as a senator. So you find if you are open and positive and resilient, as you said, that you'll be surprised. It reminds me of Dr. Seuss, "Oh, the places you can go," you know?
Yes. And you've gone many places, and the full circle of now your children, adults, of course, working in the business with you.
That has been truly amazing to me, and I actually did not encourage either one. Coincidentally, my son studied psychology at LSU, and it happens to have been the best field you could have ever gone into, actually probably for anything, but in particular for real estate. And when he got out of college, he wanted to come work for me. I wanted him to go try working for someone else. So once again, I accepted the fact that he was going to work for me. I knew it was going to be wonderful. It was going to be awful. It ended up being unbelievable. And he has followed in my footsteps, basically. I started giving back to the city in the early 80s because I felt so grateful to be in Houston. We are so full of opportunity. So if you do have a dream, this is a place you can achieve it.
Yes.
I know we had a young person in our office just the other day who's moved here from Park City, Utah. And it's interesting because I have grandchildren who don't want to move to a big city, but she did. And of course, for anything you want to do, we have opportunity.
Yes, all you have to do is, as you said, get out there, work hard, find a solution, talk to people. And I'll tell you, so many people have come to Houston that it's their first city from wherever they were, and they worry about, are they going to get connected? Will the networking be helpful? And we find that over and over, Houstonians say, it doesn't matter where you came from, what are you doing, and how can I help? And we see that. And in your industry, wow, the highs, the lows, and you've survived it all.
I'm grateful. I opened my own company in 78, once again, due to the fact that I didn't like the way the people I was with were conducting business. So I had one sales associate, 375 square feet, and I didn't know. I really didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I had to do it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I'm such a big believer in the opportunity here. And what I also have found is if you give back, you actually end up getting more than you give.
Yeah.
That's been my
experience. And you've done so much, especially with the Houston Association of Realtors and other organizations, whether it's being an officer, a member. And you've said it. All of those things help you connect the dots. And it's a way of, as one of our board members would say, doing good and doing well all at the same time.
Well, it's been interesting because I found that I was appointed first by Mayor Kathy Whitmire. And that was because I was a woman and they needed someone. It was at that time called the Houston Job Training Partnership Council.
Yes.
Now, Workforce Houston.
Yes.
I was appointed by Mayor Lanier to the first tours, which is fascinating. So to be able to see today where they're sort of reimagining what that should look like by Marilyn Brown, I was on the Convention Center Hotel Committee. Again, I was the only woman. There were six of us, and we determined that the Hilton Americas had to be built by the city, and the idea was it would be sold in 2007 and 2008. However, due to the economy, they still own it.
Yes. Well, what a journey. And certainly from the perspective of an entrepreneur, a lot of sacrifices that you had to make along the way. People see the successful Beth Wolf that we all know, but certainly you made a lot of sacrifices. And as you look back today, what would you encourage, especially entrepreneurs, to be aware of?
Just that if you are, first, you really need to have a passion for what you do. And that makes all the difference. Like people ask me why I'm not retiring. I love what I do. And even though both my children are now in the business, as long as they'll have me, I'll be there. But in addition to that, I think that you have to be willing to embrace change. I recall in the 60s when the internet came in and my son went with me. He was the only one there, a young person. And he understood what it was. And I trusted him, and we had the first web page because of that. So sometimes, and we're going through AI now, which is similar in a way. So not only embrace change, but when you see an opportunity, be the change.
Very well put. And as you look back now, this amazing career as a mother to two successful children, what would you like your legacy to be, Beth?
I feel that they are my legacy. And beyond that, at this point in time, I was so honored to get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Houston Business Journal. I also got one from Who's Who in Luxury Real Estate, which is an international organization. And so I feel like having the opportunity to mentor and to help younger people, whether it be in the industry or in community service.
Yes.
And I would like, I guess, that people know that I did the best I could.
Yes, and that you've been an example to so many in a very competitive industry that is always evolving. And Houston has seen a lot of change. Everywhere we look, it seems there are new apartments, people wanting to move into the city. What are you seeing? What do you think is on the horizon for this great city as it relates to real estate?
I think that Houston will continue to develop. We're so creative, and we have different issues than other cities being unzoned. And I had the opportunity to serve on the Planning Commission under both Bill White and Anise Parker. And it is, again, something that is evolving, but it's so important for people to be aware of what's going on. The vision for the future. The people in the past had that vision. They used to call it can-do cowboy capitalism.
Okay.
And so I keep that in mind always. So it's the idea of continuing. We have a lot of issues we have to address. They say today that only 40% of the people in Houston can afford a home based on the current interest rates. However, as you probably know, the interest rates have been a lot higher than 7%.
Absolutely.
I actually sold homes when they were 18%. So again, it's just accepting where you are. Maybe you can buy less home, but there's opportunities still there. And if you're a teacher, if you're into a doctor, certain things, there are incentives for you to purchase homes. They appreciate that you're, you know, getting started, as well as first-time home buyers.
Correct. Well, there's a lot of learning to be done and a lot of information out there. So thank you again, Beth, for joining us today. Congratulations on being named a Houston Legend and for serving as an inspiration to so many people, not just in Houston, but across the country. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we'll see you very soon. Thanks for joining us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.